There it is, well.
And if you wanted to take a child out and take him around the block, what would you probably put him in?
Stroller.
Mm-hmm. Or how about those old things?
Old-fashioned buggy, yeah. That's what I hauled my first ones in, was those big old willow buggies.
Our first one had a buggy and the next one had a stroller.
Yeah.
Our first one had a stroller, too, and she never used the buggy.
Uh-huh.
So the second one got all the hand-me-downs.
Well, our oldest girl was quite small for her age. And son was a bouncing big old boy. He weighed 27 pounds and he's 3 months old. He weighed more than she did. So I'd put them both in that big willow buggy, and that's the way we hauled them around. But the little girls, the little girls are 5 years apart, and they're 5 years younger than the son. So they had strollers, both of them. Yeah, I don't like the things.
They aren't very handy, are they?
No. Mm-mm. I saw a little girl coming by here today. Had one of them, had this little fringe top up here, and the baby laying down here right in the sun, you know, this little fringe top just a dancing in the wind.
But they do fold up, and you can carry them.
Oh, yes, you can, and you can haul them around.
Yeah.
These things they have in these variety stores to haul these kids around in are nice.
Yeah,
that's just little strollers,
yeah,
what they are.
What do you say you're going to do with a child when you put him in one of those? You gonna haul him around, or take him for a walk, or wheel the baby, or
haul him around? I think that's what they use here most. Mm-hmm. You know, now they talk about wheeling. That you do hear that.
Your sister's son would be your
nephew,
and a child whose parents are dead would be
an orphan.
Would this be both parents dead, or just one? Or
I think of late they consider, if just one parent is gone, but they're unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think so. Way back yonder in my day and time, I think it's both parents.
Mm-hmm. And if,
I think I've read a piece on that somewhere.
If a child is orphaned, the court will appoint somebody to take care of
them. Guardian.
Mm-hmm. A girl's aunts and uncles and cousins, you'd say, are the girl's
aunts and uncles.
Well, just a general term for these people who are related to her.
Her relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any special term for a grown male person? Old boy or?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Now some.
Now, a lot of people nowadays, you know, call people old this and old that, you know. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do it back when I was a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found one thing that's very common. Just a general term for a person. Well, I went downtown and I saw this old boy. The old boy may be 26 or 27.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But still, he's an old boy.
Old boy. Mm-hmm. Or you'll hear him say, Curtis, or old this, or old that. Call them by their name, and they're old so-and-so. That's a strange way they talk, but they do it. A lot of it. You hear a lot of it.
Just means my friend, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Doesn't mean anything wrong about it.
Mm-hmm. What, some women's names now. George Washington's mother, you remember her name?
Mm-mm.
How about some girls' names when you were a girl?
When I was a girl?
Mm-hmm.
I had some girlfriend, yes. I had one as Oda, and Irma, and Hugh.
Hugh? A girl?
Yep.
Father was disappointed, huh?
I guess so. And Ruby, and Carrie. Bonnie and Gretchen.
Well, I'll be darned. That's what we named my youngest daughter.
Gretchen, I think it's pretty.
Well, that's the way it is. You get in a Dutch settlement.
Yeah. Let me see who got. We had Annie. Let me see. There's a lot more than that.
Mary?
Eva. You know, that's the strangest thing. You know, back when I was growing up, there was just not too many Marys.
Is that
right? Then, my baby girl's named Mary, and you know there's just lots of people named Mary.
Isn't it true? It just happens in...